Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give you thanks and praise that you brought Water of Life Ministries live before the world to celebrate Terry Myers going home. Father, I want to praise you. I want to give you thanks that you're with us, that you guide us, that you lead us as always. I want to thank you that every word that's spoken will edify and glorify the Father of spirits, the God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah, the Almighty God. Father, I give you praise and honor. God bless you. Praise your holy name. Thank you that you spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is our God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is our God? Father, I want to praise you and I bless you. I magnify your name. I thank you for setting up kings, governors, presidents, judges, and making fools of judges. I thank you that you reign in the earth amongst your people. Father, I praise you. And I thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. I thank you that everything in the earth will glorify you, that every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, I give you praise and honor. I worship your name. I bless you. I magnify your name. I thank you, Father, that you give through us this day a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernings of spirits, working of miracles, gifts of healing, gift of faith, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, that all will be glorified God to God. I thank you for every manifestation, every administration, and every operation worked through me and all that will believe my gospel. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to welcome all of you throughout the world to this service, honoring my friend, my son-in-law, and one that's been with me since the day this ministry was chartered, Terry Mai. Terry went to be with the Lord, unexpected to me and many others. We didn't know he was going to go like this. But God chose his hour to take him. And I want to thank God where Terry's at today. I've got much more to say, but we're going to do this a service just like a normal church service, like any service that I conduct. It's being conducted by the Holy Spirit and not me. The words that I speak, they're not mine. They're spirit and they're life. They're spoken by the Heavenly Father from heaven, Jehovah, the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through his Holy Ghost, that he used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the way this will be run. It won't be traditional. You may think it's awkward. If I were you, I'd be humble and say, I've never seen anything like this, but I'll consider it because it's God doing this and not me. It's that simple. So I think that's all I want to say for the moment, except I'm honored to honor Terry Mai's life. The Mai girls are going to come and sing. That would be Kathy, Ashley, Candace, and Rachel. God bless you. Terry Mai is the husband of Kathy, who happens to be my daughter, the father of those three girls. He led them well, taught them the ways of God, taught them how to submit to their father, to their elders, to the leaders of the church, to humble themselves and walk. That came out of Terry's heart. I'm happy to be the one that gets to speak at this service. I will promise you, I never considered performing this service today for him. Honoring God. Bishop Clark's going to come and read the obituary.
Terry Mai was 61 when he went to be with his Heavenly Father on the morning of January the 26th, 2009. He was born October the 22nd, 1947, in Russell, Kansas. He proudly served in the United States Army from 1971 to 1976. God gave Terry one of the great bass baritone voices of our time. He had a voice that was known around the country. Terry performed in such places as the Honolulu Symphony in Hawaii. His critics rated him as one of the best bass baritones to appear on the islands in the past 10 years. He performed in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center and toured with an opera company from Charlotte, North Carolina, touring the United States where he made 70 appearances in various notable performance centers throughout. He performed at Casa Manana in Fort Worth, Texas. Terry sang frequently at the Temple Emmanuel in Dallas, Texas, and did a single performance of Handel's Messiah at Tyler Street United Methodist Church, his final performance before moving on to become worship leader at Water of Life Church, was to direct and perform in Bill Gaither's Alleluia at the First United Methodist Church in McKinney, Texas. Terry was in a class of students at Fort Hays University that had special talents, with one student moving on to become a member of the Buddy Rich Band. He performed alongside well-known performers, including Van Johnson. Terry also performed what was said to be one of the best performances of the Music Man. He was a former choir director at the First United Methodist Church in McKinney, Texas. God took Terry with these abilities and taught him to worship God in spirit and truth and follow him. He was the worship leader for Water of Life Church since it was chartered in 1980 and became a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and ministered for 29 years and experienced the power of God in his life as well as his whole family. Terry did not receive any pain medication after he went home from the hospital. And even at the hospital, he told them he didn't need it. It was the power of God on him. God sustained Terry through it all. Terry fought and prayed himself into heaven. He is survived by his wife, Kathy, his three girls, Candace, Ashley, and Rachel, whom he taught to believe God and walk in the gospel every day and have a relationship with the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He is also survived by his dad and mom, Vernon and Zelda Mai, of Russell, Kansas. His sister, Kimberly Cockrell, and family of Scott City, Kansas. And his brother, Barry Mai, and family of Marion, Kansas.
Amen. Terry spent a lifetime studying music. Was a great singing voice. He participated in a lot of music. We're going to talk about that later. But God changed his life and brought him to a place where he could bear some fruit in the kingdom of God. We're about to hear from some young men that grew up listening to Terry and following his teachings. And they're going to come, if you'll come on, and sing, "There Stood the Lamb." Terry is going to be leading this on a CD. Obviously, he's not here, but his voice is going to be heard. These young men who came out of the heart of Terry and myself will be worshiping and giving glory to God. Y'all come on.
Oh, that's
Thank y'all. Terry, will his voice and his ministry will touch more people now that Terry's in heaven than it ever would have had Terry stayed on the earth. It's a beautiful thing to watch what God has done. Most of the world that's heard me, and there's been a lot of them that heard where I came from, wondered how a one-time veterinarian could ever have done what I'm doing. It's not me. It's God. The God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Back in the 1970s, I was practicing veterinary medicine, and I had a daughter named Kathy, the only daughter we had. She's here now. She was up at the piano. And I wanted her to have a husband according to the will of God, not just some man that showed up and said, I want your daughter. And one day, it was cold, real cold. And I asked Kathy if I could borrow her bicycle. It happened to be a girl's bicycle. And I rode it west, in a little town named Argyle, over in Denton County. And I went up to the south, up a blacktop or asphalt road, went up a steep hill. I sat on that hill in a cold wind looking to the north. And I said to God, I'm going to commit Kathy and her life and her husband that you choose to you. I'm not making that choice. Now, I left there, and one day, God, a few years later, God told me that Kathy's husband was in the First United Methodist Church in McKinney, Texas. I said, well, that's interesting. I attended that church, and I knew almost everyone there. And frankly, I began to wonder who it is. When we got back to McKinney in 1977, they had a lady leading the choir. I looked around in a sanctuary, which I think held about 500 or 600. I looked around and I thought, I don't see him here. He's not here. In 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, I went into that sanctuary on a Sunday morning, and I saw this man standing up with a robe on, singing without a mic. And I thought, this man has a voice that I want to know more about. I got a couple of three of his tapes. I listened to him. I listened to him sing. And I thought, this man has one of the greater voices that I've ever heard. And I've listened to music all my life. I thought, I wonder if this is Kathy's husband. After all, I'd eliminated everyone else. So Terry and I met, and we had some very straightforward conversations. After approximately a year, I guess, I got to know him, briefly. He and Kathy were dating. I think at that time she was in his choir. And they came to our house, Kathy and Terry did. We had lunch, and after lunch, he and I sat down, because after all, if he's going to marry my daughter, he's going to be the man God wants. I'd already had enough weirdos come say, we're talking straight today, real straight. Come and say, I'm going to marry your daughter. One came through my front door and made his little king foo jump. And he said, God told me Kathy was my wife. And I said, well, when he tells me, I'll let you know. I ran more than one of them off with the Spirit of God. Then I had a talk with Terry, and I told him, after talking to him for some time, I said, you're going to do what I do. He said, never. I thought, watch it. Watch God change you. I learned things about him, what a professional he was, an actor. He played in some notable places, a singer. A good one. And I could recognize that. And I thought, you know, this guy might fit into my family. I didn't just accept anybody, because I had a call on my life. And I was taken from the practice of veterinary medicine to become a minister of the gospel. And I thought, those in my family will walk as I walk. Joshua said, in the 23rd chapter of Joshua, I believe, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me in my house, I will serve the Lord. So I knew whoever Kathy married would serve God. Turned out, one day, I was out walking, and God said to me, Terry is her husband. We laughed about this today. I went back to Patty. I said, you might as well get ready. Terry is her husband. She said, are you sure? I said, yes, Patty, I am sure. God told me, and that's good enough. It was interesting when we came here, Terry came as worship leader. Most didn't want him. They didn't think he could lead worship. I didn't care if he could lead worship. He came here with me, and he was going to stand here with me until God taught him to lead worship. I am noted for being straightforward, blunt, direct, but it's God speaking through me. I used to be a political person when I thought it was necessary. I don't play politics anymore. I'm a vessel, chosen to speak to God. I was on the witness stand once at a trial in McKinney. They were grilling me. They had an astute lawyer that was grilling me well. He finally said, "Do I understand that these words that you speak are not yours, but they're God's?" I don't think he said God's, but that you're just a conduit for them. I said, "You've got it, counselor, you've got it." They all quieted. Terry and Kathy would lead worship here, or singing. And Terry was a great singer. I always accused him of teaching Kathy to sing. He said he never did. He didn't teach her anything. She just knew how. I finally believed him, because I didn't think anybody could sing as well as those two could sing together. And I still don't. This is just the way they went. So after services, they didn't ask me this every Sunday. No, not every Sunday. They didn't have the strength. Understand, Terry was a singer, but he humbled himself and he heard what God was saying out of my mouth. It was amazing. It was humbling to me to have a man with his professional ability, places he had sung and performed, and to have me, by the Spirit of God, teach him to be a worship leader. So he and Kathy, I actually think Kathy was the initial inquirer, would say, "What'd you think this morning, Dad?" I would say, "It was good singing, but there wasn't any spirit with it." That's how I treat you. That's how I treated Terry and my daughter. They'd walk off. They'd come back in 3 or 4 weeks. "How was the worship this morning, Dad?" "Good singing, no spirit." That went on quite a while. You know what I appreciate about Terry? He humbled himself. A professional. A great voice. He'd humbled himself. And he and Kathy would pray. And they'd finally get the mind of God. And did I rejoice the day that Terry Meyer began ministering the Spirit of God out of his heart and out of his mouth. And I watched him grow. And I watched him 6 months ago, year ago, certainly 6 months. It was dangerous for a devil to even be in here when he was singing, when he and Kathy were worshiping God. I watched the power move in this room when he was leading worship, stood over here. And he'd lead it, and he had power, he had faith, he had the gospel. And I've watched more than one get delivered from evil spirits. Now, you know what I'd like to see? Three of the leading dancers that worship God in spirit and truth, that worship God in spirit and truth, and come sing and dance and worship God. Candace Myers on the piano. One of them happens to be Kathy Meyer. Another one is Kathy Small. Another one is Terry Brown. Would you come and worship God? Terry went from a stage performer, an opera singer, a choir director, in the flesh, humbled himself in obedience to the Spirit of God, along with me, and the Spirit of God has brought forth the worship and the praise that you see throughout the world live right now. Because both of us, I first left my profession and did what God told me to worship Him. I taught the Bible for years before God could lead me to a place where we could do what they're doing in heaven right now. And that's worshiping God. When you get to heaven, you're not going to be, as one person told a friend of mine, a heart on a shelf. That's about what religion knows. You're going to be worshiping the Father in spirit and truth with the 24 elders speaking, "Holy, holy, holy, holy is the Lord." You might as well get ready. You're going to change. You're going to change a whole lot. Right now, I would like to ask men, only the men, to stand. Right now, please. I want to ask all of you that there's room for to get in line and go this way, around the outside, back. You know how to walk. William, you get over here. Thank you. Dwayne, following. I'm doing this in obedience to the Spirit of God. These men are honoring God, worshiping God, with praising Him by obedience, giving honor to God for what honor God put bestowed upon Terry Mai. Could we go? You want to play? You got something? Huh? Sure, go ahead. No, you just lead. I trust the Lord in you. Amen.
Yeah.
everyone is being seated. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the world, speaking to us, speaking to you. You may be one person. You may be a million people. God knows. This message is live in every state house in the world right now. 10 times a week, what we do here is live in every state house throughout the world. God said this gospel of the kingdom would be preached to all nations. Then the end would come. This gospel of the kingdom is nigh us, in our hearts, in our mouths, which is the word of faith that we preach. That if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that he was raised from the dead, we shall be made sound, set at safety from the authorities of darkness, from the powers of Satan, from the old devil himself, the red dragon that you read about in Revelation 12, who deceived the entire world. The greatest deception that the devil, the red dragon, Lucifer, Satan himself has is religion. The greatest deception that Satan uses is religion. You could have your own kind. You can follow any kind of religion you want to, and you will be accepted into heaven. You can follow any man that you want to, and you will be accepted into heaven. But Jesus, when he was on earth, spoke these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "My doctrine is not mine, but my doctrine is the Father's. The words I speak, they're not mine. They are my Father's." He said, "The flesh profiteth nothing, but it's the Spirit that quickeneth. And the words that I speak are spirit and they're life." The words I speak are spirit and life. The words Terry spoke was spirit and life. Now, let's pray. Let's worship God with all the ladies in dance and prayer or praise, okay? Lead on. This girl knows she can hear God. Thank you. that's what they're doing in heaven. That's what God commands us to do on the earth. I'd like now for the young men that Terry raised up out of his heart and mine as well to come and do their last number, I think. Hallelujah, if you'd all would come on. It's a great blessing to see what came from Terry Myers' musical ability after he laid it down and moved from his flesh to the Spirit of God. These young men, last night, made their first appearance in front of me. I didn't know they could do what they were doing. We were at visitation, and I know God set this up. And I stood there and I thought, you got to be kidding. These guys are good. Why don't you come and give praise to the Lord? Amen.
Sing to the Lord, to the Lord. Give a joyous shout in the honor of the rock of our salvation. Come before Him with thankful hearts. Let us sing Him songs mightiest mountains all are His. Alleluia, 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 for the mightiest mountains all are His. Come, kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. We are His sheep, and He is our Shepherd. Oh, that you would hear Him calling you today, and come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. That'll wake some people up. Thank God. Now we're ready to do, Terry's going to do a song. It's on tape. He's not here. He's in heaven. I am. And we're going to have some people dance to that song. And I think they're the three girls and Kathy. Is that right? I got that right. Let's go.
When it was dark in my heart, you brought life to me. A child of darkness became a child of light. And when my soul was so dry and I need a drink, the water of life you became for me.
For those of you that believe, the God that raised Christ from the dead, the Holy Bible is an instruction book of how to walk in the earth. It's all right there. It didn't come from a seminary. It didn't come doctrines of men. But it came when the Holy Spirit moved upon holy men. Not when they wrote, but when the Holy Spirit moved upon them and they wrote the words that you see in the Bible. In Romans 15:4, it says those words that were written aforetime were written for our learning. I'll repeat that for those of you that don't want to listen, don't want to believe. That which was written aforetime was written for our learning. In Psalm 149, Psalm 115, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, 19, and 20, it tells us that we're to be filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, from heaven. Be filled. Sing spiritual songs, hymns, making melody in our heart to the Lord. Praising Him in the dance. Praising Him with timbrels. Praising Him with cymbals. Praising Him with trumpets. Praising Him with organs. Loud cymbals. All types of worship and praise. And that's what goes on at Water of Life, Plano, and throughout the world where they have joined us. That's what Terry Mai was about. He went from religion to this. He and I had a lot of fun as God would lead me to direct me, because I'm the one that he started the ministry through. I would talk to Terry, and I could tell he didn't always believe what I was saying. But you know what? He'd just walk off. He'd walk off. After a while, he would come, and we'd talk about it. The man could humble himself. A lot can't. They just reject immediately the things that the Spirit of God are saying. We're getting ready to do some more praise and worship. And this is going to be women only dancing and praising God. So let's go.
Thank you.
ready for Terry's song, I saw the Lord. I forgot the title. Candace remembered. It's going to be dancing to that, My Girls. Is that right? Amen. I saw the Lord, and we're about to conclude this. It's been a great time to worship God. I pray that you enjoy it. Don't forget it. That was spelled M-Y, girls, My Girls. Let's worship God. This is the last one, right? Let's go. Our God reigns. Amen. This concludes our service honoring God for having honored Terry Mai. Terry's with him, and we're grateful. We'll all see him in a twinkling of an eye, the sound of a trumpet. We'll all see him. Don't cry about it. Just worship God and bless his name. This is a conclusion of our service. Turn it back to the people.